السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So then he's one third of the size of Sayyidina Ali.
One third.
Yeah.
That means he's 20 zero.
This guy is 14 meters times 3. That's 45 feet. This guy, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, was 9. The zira' is 3 feet times 60 is 180. So this guy is approximately one third of the size of Adam alayhi salam. So Adam alayhi salam, our grandfather, was 3 times as big.
So then we can fit inside his ear.
Not as big as this guy.
So we can fit inside his nose.
Huh?
So we can fit inside his
ear. Yeah, look at the picture. The guy is exactly the size of the ear. And you know when Prophet Muhammad started, the Quran started telling the stories about those giants, they called Prophet Muhammad a fairy storyteller. He's talking about giants. He's talking about, and they made fun of him big time. You know, and then it wasn't until this satellite, it was launched, and they provided the satellite with a device that can image 30 feet deep in the soil. So they found traces of a city buried under the sand in the deserts of Saudi Arabia. So the next flight, they were able to develop another radar that will penetrate deeper, all the way up 200 feet through the soil. And then they were able to find this. Then they went and they dug these graves out, and they were able to find these bones.
No, the question is, how would his wife so long? It must be dissolved with this, right?
Did you see the grape? They get preserved inside the rock. They found bones of people who are millions and millions of years ago preserved. But also a lot of bones do survive other than that. A lot of bones survive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why did I bring this picture? Because when Prophet Muhammad and the Quran started telling the stories about those people, guess what people said? They started, ha ha ha, look at Muhammad, he's telling us fairy stories. He's talking about giant people who are bigger than the mountains, and they dig homes into the mountains and look, ha 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 ha, Muhammad, oh, and where are the kids? And then they make fun of him, Muhammad, what? Tell us stories about the giants. Ha 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 ha. You know any story about the giants of Muhammad would like to listen? And the giant, how big is the giant to Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank you. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. So this is exactly, how people reacted. Now it wasn't until modern science came up with satellites that they can image the earth and they can go deep, a little bit deep. So there was one of those satellite trips. They went up high, okay, and then they took pictures of the earth, all right, and they were able to take pictures 10 meters deep, which is 30 feet. And these pictures, they found traces of a city buried under the sand. So the next time, they sent another satellite. They gave them a camera, a radar, that can go deeper than that. It can go over to 200 feet. And then they were able to find out these cities under the sand. So they sent the bulldozers and they sent a big crew. They uncovered the city and they uncovered these graves and they found those guys buried under there. the people of Ad, Shaitan, came and he said to the founder of this people, of those people, they were formed the city that was known to be the best and the most impressive city at their time. Big, huge city. It has columns, okay? Each column, look how tall they are. The column is 10 times taller than the guy. So you stand and you look up, you don't see the end of the column. Ooh! And it's not any column, it's well-decorated column. They were superpower. They were so mighty. Everybody was so scared. When you say to anybody at their time, the people of Ad, and you know, the name Ad came from the word in Arabic, the word Adaw, enemy, came from the word Ad. And the word I'tada, like do an anything, then came also from the word of Ad. Okay, so the word, their name became the root for the word of animosity and udwan. Ad, udwan. You know, all these words in Arabic mean aggression, attack. And that's how big they were. You know, people used to be scared to the kids your size. You know how big you are? You're the size of the things that they pick on their nose. Like that. So they will just simply run around. And then they will, okay, like if they see you, oh, let's snack. And they carry you like this, and yeah, that's how they do. Yes, that's exactly it. No. We eat pizza, they eat humans. You know, like Ya'juj and Ma'juj. When the story comes to Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Ya'juj and Ma'juj are the ones who eat human flesh. They are people who eat human flesh. We'll talk about them. What do you call the people who eat human flesh, Asara? Cannibals. Yes, they are cannibals. So, you know, watch out. But we will talk about when the time comes and their story and how they are going to show up and, you know, attack. Yeah, they attack a city. They eat all the people. They just eat them. They leave them just bones without any flesh. Okay? They even pick the little meat from the bones. They suck the meat off the bones and the fat before they throw the bones away. This is how awful those people are. Yes, sweetie?
They also sit their bones.
Huh?
They also sit
their bones. Yeah. So here we go. So the founder of that city, he was the guy of the Shaitan said, look, I have a great idea for you. You want to have a race of people that are so big and so humongous and so strong? You want to have a race, a complete race of this kind of people? Giants, big and strong and nobody can mess with? He said, yes. He said, let the weak die. Don't let the weak live. Okay, keep only, let the strong live and let the weak die. Okay? So if you are born weak, sorry, too bad. We feel bad for you. You are weak, you're going to die. You only survive if you can. So they let people run through a lot of harsh conditions so that people will end up dying unless they are very strong. And this is how the city was founded. And then, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Sam and Ham, last time, Sam and Ham, they were not fighting among each other. You know that? They were good brothers. Sam and Ham didn't fight.
The children
did. Sam and Ham, Shaitan tried to trick them into fighting together. They did not fight together. They were so good and so that Shaitan could not play the game with them. Shaitan tried and he tried to intimidate them. And he tried to go to Sam and tell him bad things about Ham, and then tried to go to Ham and tell him about bad things about Sam. And then they got angry. Then they talked together and they found out they followed the righteousness, which is whenever somebody tells them, your brother says you are stupid, then what do you want to do? You want to go? Ask your brother. Did you say that I'm stupid? So that's what they did. They say, Ham came and said, Sam, did you call me an idiot? No, how could I? You're my brother, my only brother. How do I call you an idiot? He says, oh, this guy, he said that he heard you saying I'm an idiot. No, he's a liar. And that's the way to do. If any wicked bad guy gossiping, coming and telling you something about your brother or sister, you want to listen to them?
Yeah.
No. No. You want to go ask your brother and sister first and make sure. Because most of the people, they want to cause trouble and watch. Ha 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 ha. Ah, now let's see. Let's see them fighting. Okay, guys, go fight. Hey, here are two knives. We want to see some blood running. Oh, no, don't just fight with hands. Here, sharp knives. Now, yeah, show us. Hey, look at here. Yes, sir. Come on, move. A lot of people, you know, many mean people, they love to cause trouble so that they can watch the fight. And they enjoy it. It's a life movie. It's a real life movie. They watch the fight and they enjoy it. The people of Ad, by the way, used to do that. So, Sam and Ham, they were brothers who loved each other, or they were enemies? Brothers. Now, who fought?
The children.
The children. The descendants. The sensitivity came from the descendants. Are we clear about that? Good job. If you have anything that you think that you misunderstood, just come back to me. I will clarify it for you. Now, back to this guy who founded the people of Ad. Then he, the shaitan, told him, if you promise me, that this is what you're going to do, I'm going to show you a really nice land to live in. This land now is a desert. Allah turned the land into a desert. Okay? Desert. Bare desert. No water, no rain, no tree. It's called the desert of the quarter of the Arabian Peninsula desert. It's called Rub al-Khali, the vacant quarter. Okay? If somebody wants to kill you, all they have to do is just go with the airplane, drop you in the middle. You will never, ever, 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 ever get out. Because you can't survive there. No water, no vegetation, no nothing. Just yellow sand. No clouds even. There's not even a cloud in there. So it is, nobody can live there. Allah turned this land into that desert, even though before it was green, it was like beautiful gardens. Because the people who lived there abused these blessings that Allah gave to them. If I give you a car and you abuse the car, would I be happy? Okay, if I buy you a toy, okay, and you use this toy to hit your brother, would I be happy? No. When I buy you a gift, and you use the gift to do something that I hate, and I don't like, and I told you not to do, would I be happy?
No.
If I buy you a video game, and then you use this video game, okay, to play day and night, and play and play and play, and then you get F in your classes at school, would I be happy?
No.
Did I buy you the game so that you could get an F?
No.
No. So, the worst thing you can ever do is to take my gift, to take my what?
No.
Gift, and turn it into something that you can use, okay, against what I want to be done. Yeah. Got it? So, this is exactly why Allah got meant. And this is why Allah has turned this green gardens into desert. Because the people abused them. They use these gifts of Allah gave to them the wrong way. They use it to do the business of the shaitan. The business of who?
Yeah.
Not the business of Allah. Only the business of the shaitan. So the guy started promoting this. And then he would encourage people to be, he would say, no laws are in place. The strong can eat the weak. The strong can rob the weak. The strong can, so if I see you in the street, and I'm so strong, and you're so weak, and you're nothing, I'm there, you're there's nothing that you can do about it, then I carry you like this, and then I dump you like that, and then I take your money away from you, and nobody would question me. What? No. And nobody would question me. What? I'm big, you're little, I'm strong, you're weak. Too bad, there is nothing you can do about it. And that's this way the weak people are weeded out. And then sometimes they do this. They go around and they say, let me see your muscles. Uh-huh. Oh, you're weak. Hey, kill him. Let me see. Ah, you're strong. You're a good boy.
Yeah, I kill him.
There!
We!
Yeah! And this way, okay, they kept only the giants. And only the giants would survive, and the giants, boys, will marry, giant girls, and they get what? Giant children. If anybody is small or weak, what do they do with them? Hey, this boy is not big enough. Hey, mom, this boy is not big enough. What should we do with this boy? Mom thinks and says, oh yeah, we will be ashamed of him when he grows up. We should do something about it. Okay, let's bury him alive. Dig a hole and throw him. We don't want weak children. We don't want people to say, your children are so weak and so little. We want our children to be big, and we want to be proud of them. So they don't care about whether your heart is a good heart or bad heart. They don't care about your inside. They care only about what? Outside. Your muscle. Your outside muscle. Your outside body. From inside, they don't care. From outside, this is how they look at it. And that's how they maintain everybody to be what? Big and giant. Then, guess what did they do? Later on, after they became so many giants, like this size that you saw in the picture, so many of them, and they used to live in the mountains, and they used to carve their buildings inside the mountain. So, you know when you bring a spoon, okay, and you use the spoon to build a beach house? Like carved with the sand, where you carve the ground. That's how they used to build the house. The mountain to them was like beach sand. Okay? You know how you play with the beach sand? That was their game. This, you can see their size. That's how they play. You know, they bring that spoon and they keep digging into that cave, digging in rooms inside the mountains, and this is where they live. And beats a time, I'll bring the computer up and they show you all the pictures and the videos that I had about them. So that you can see how big and giant those guys are. They are so big. Now, when there were so many big people, okay, they said, wait a minute. Now, who is going to cook our food? You win. No, I am big and you, I am not cooking your food. You cook my meat. No, I am not cooking for you. Who's going to do my laundry? I am not doing your laundry. You do anything? I am big. How am I going to do your laundry? No, you do my laundry. So then they came up with a solution. They said, okay, big guys, and instead of fighting, how about instead of killing the little guys, how about we let them live and we make them our slaves? So, they can cook our food, and they are, do our laundry, and they can clean our homes, and they can, we can use them.
So that we can sleep all day long, wake up afternoon, we find all our clothes clean, all our laundry clean, and we find the breakfast ready, then we can eat breakfast and start the party.
And then they say, okay, after we eat breakfast, we want to fill up our day with fun activities. Oh, let's think about fun activities. What are we going to do after we eat our breakfast? What are we going to do? If you're a good guy, say, oh, read Quran, read Arabic, do something productive, learn programming, do something productive. Read a book, do something productive and useful. Don't throw the days out the windows like this. Monday, Tuesday, especially nowadays. Wednesday, Thursday, here are the days. Hey guys, these are the days, vacation days. How many days is that vacation days you have? 14? Okay, 1, 2, vacation, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Here are 14 days of vacation. Alright. Allah, this is a gift from Allah. You have 14 days. You're healthy. You're not sick. You're rich. You're not poor. Okay. And you're free. And you're safe. You know enemies threatening you? There's no imminent threat or anything. Okay, then what do I do with this? Listen, thank you, Ya Allah. 14 days? Alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm going to use it wisely, Ya Allah. I love your gifts. I'm going to, Allah, do all the things you love. Okay, you love me to be, okay, good Muslim? No computer. Okay, I'm learning a computer. No Arabic. Okay, learning Arabic. No, let's know that. And then have fun. Yeah, sure. Okay, having fun is good. Okay. So I will keep the balance. I'll be fair, splitting my time. Fair, splitting my waqf. Between waqf.
Time and playing.
Playing and learning. Allah loves it. Then your playing time becomes a good deed. Okay? But if you don't fairly split your time, then your play time not a good deed anymore. And Allah is angry at you. So this is how the good people, you know, use this. 14 days, alhamdulillah. Good. Now, the people who don't appreciate this big, huge 14 days gap, they come to the window and they say, here is Monday, bye. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Whoa. Hey, I have news for you. I have news for you. What? You are nothing but a piece of time. Okay, you the human being, is nothing but, let's say 60 years. Each year is a piece. So you're 60 pieces. You're how much? 60 pieces, let's say. And every one piece is what? 1 year. So you are like 60 pieces of ice. You are like 60 pieces of what?
Ice.
Okay. When the first piece is out, what happens to it?
It's gone.
So that is 1 year of your life. Then you get the second piece out of the freezer. Then what happens to it?
It's gone.
Then suddenly after the 60 pieces are over, then do you, what happens to you? You disappear. You disappear. Where did he go? All pieces of ice melted. No more pieces. But he was with us yesterday. He's not with us today. What happened? Where did he go? He disappeared. We are going to see him again. We loved him. When are we going to see him again? We're going to see him in the day of judgment. Really? So we're not going to see him ever again? No, we're not. Why? Because he's pieces of time, and these pieces were finished. He is a bad guy. He started throwing these pieces out the window. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Years and years of life. Every piece is a blessing of Allah. A blessing of Allah. So we are nothing but a piece of time. A piece of time. Melting like an ice. Burning like a candle. When you run out of this piece of time, you disappear. You appear suddenly. Okay? Suddenly you appear. Oh, where did Lina come from? In 2001, in May 22nd, 2001, our family, our family didn't have this creature called Lina. She did not exist. We didn't know anything about her. And then suddenly, somebody was like, wee! 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 She appeared suddenly. Where did she come from? The miracle of birth. Allah created her. And then she's growing up. She's 1 year old. She's 2. She's 3. She's 4. She's 5. Now she's 8 years old Barbie. Ah, beautiful Barbie. Angel Barbie. And Sarah too. Look at Sarah. She is a Barbie that I have wished for. And look at you girls. You are also Barbies that I wished that I can teach.
I'm not a Barbie.
You are a beautiful Barbie. An angel Barbie. Look at you in the hijab. You are so impressive. MashaAllah. Wearing the hijab looks so cute. Makes you just, you're missing the wings. And you become a real angel. Fly, fly. Can we fly? Hey, Sarah, stop annoying her. Can we fly? Fly. You are an angel, Barbie. When I was little, I was hoping for the Barbie. But I didn't have Barbies. Everybody was making fun of me. You're a boy. Why do you want Barbies? I said, but I love Barbies. And then I was praying, Ya Allah, please give me a Barbie. Give me a Barbie. So Allah said, okay, I'll give you the best Barbies ever. Not any Barbies, no. Not that Barbies that you need to move them, no. A talking, moving, Muslim Barbie who reads Quran and who does prayers. Wow! And you don't have to click on the button for her to talk. All she has to do, all what you have to do is just take her word like this, and then she talks. So Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah. Now, this Barbie is nothing but a piece of time. But a piece of what?
Time.
It has a start date and end date. Some families, they are not so fortunate that their children disappear young. This family, when their daughter was 16 years old, they buried her. She died. Disappeared. Where did she go? Where did she go? We loved her so much. We enjoyed her being around. Where did she go? Her eyes melted. That's it. No more pieces of ice. We're never going to see her again in the day of judgment. Inshallah. Okay, and we would be able to live together in Jannah? Yes, if you do good deeds. Together? Yes, together. Oh, if you do lots of hasanat, enough hasanat, then you all join in Jannah. And how long we stay in Jannah? Forever. What do you mean forever? We will not get out of Jannah at all? No. And we live there forever? Yes. And there would be no shaitan in Jannah? No. This is shaitan that are driving us crazy here and giving us a hard time in Jannah. There would be no shaitan. How about death? Death is running us like a lion, running after us like a lion. We are running and the death is like, I'm coming. Look, and humans repeat the same mistake. We are watching our brothers and sisters and friends. They are running, playing in this life, playing, and not paying attention to the death coming after them. The lion called the death lion. And then this lion is running after them, chasing them. And they say, who cares about the lions? Oh, this is you, this is you, this is me, this. Who cares about Allah's business? Let's do the fun business. Let's do the money business. Let's do the business of increasing. Takathur. Not enough. More. Bigger. Again. More. Al-Hakum with Takathur. More. Busy. Doing more. More. And nothing is enough. Hatta zutum al-maqabir. The lion will catch you. And then the lion is going to attack you. And we're watching. We are seeing our friends being eaten by this lion. When was the last one you heard about was eaten by a lion? Just a few months ago, our brother from, let's say, Brother Ahmed Omar. He was a very good brother, and suddenly the lion ate him. Disappeared. Huh? And we're watching him, right? And we're sure who here can raise his hand or her hand and say, the lion is not going to catch me. Na-na-na-na. I'm bigger than the lion. I'm faster than the lion. The lion of death will never catch me, and I will never die. Raise your hand if you can say that. Raise your hand and tell us your secret. Gotta be a big secret because it didn't happen before. You gotta be so special, which is not going to happen because everybody, the lion will catch you and eat you. We're watching people being eaten by the lion. Then, what do we do? Do we learn from the mistake?
No.
We go down and we do the same exact mistake. What was the mistake that they did? They had a beautiful deer and the deer is running ahead of them. And what did they are busy with? They are busy doing what? Getting ready for the lion? No. The right thing is to get ready for the lion. But no, they were running after the deer. Oh, beautiful deer. Beautiful deer, beautiful deer. I want the deer. I want more of this deer. I want more. I'm just the lion. It's getting closer. Who cares about the lion? More. The lion. Silence. And we're watching that. And then we go and say, oh, beautiful deer. Let's catch the deer. But the lion. Who cares about the lion? one. Would it be the same mistake? You know this deer is what?
It's the
yeah. Thank you, Sara. Takbir. Takasur business. Increasing business. Surah Al-Takasur. In the Quran, the big threat from Allah. You're too busy running after the deer. Called the name of the deer, called the deer of Al-Takasur. You ask this deer, say, hello, my name is Al-Takasur deer. And you guys love me so much, huh? Everybody can't resist me. I am the irresistible deer. Deer, you won't be able to resist my attractions. After me! If you can catch me, can't you run faster? Can't you do better? And then, this deer will distract us from what? From the lion. And the lion is determined. This guy is mine. He is next. And you, the deer says, forget about the lion! Don't talk about the lion! It's bad news! I feel bad! Don't remind me about him! Okay, talk about me, the deer. The deer of the Takata, business of increasing the fun, increasing the tools, increasing the money, increasing the never is enough, and nothing is enough, and more and more and more. I am the deer! I want everybody to focus on my beauty and run after me. Do you run after the deer? Or you prepare for the lion. Prepare for the lion. Now, how about catching a piece of this deer? Oh, no problem. Allah made that deer so that you can enjoy it. But keep in mind that there is what? A lion. So while you are living in the deer, keep your mind focused on the what? Don't forget the lion. Now, if you don't forget the lion, then how would you be different than the one who doesn't forget the lion? About the one who forgets the lion, I'm sorry. Huh?
If you forget the lion, then you're not going to remember death. But if you remember the lion, you're going to remember death, and you're going to want it, and you're going to remember hellfire, and you're going to remember heaven, and you're going to,
yes. The death is a journey, is a trip that is coming. We're going to travel to this place. The reservation tickets are confirmed. The only problem is that we don't know exactly when the departing time. It's a lot said, it's a surprise. It is going to come to you, land on you, and say, hey, the airplane is flying now. You ready?
No, I didn't prepare my luggage. Can I just have 1 minute to prepare my luggage?
No, sorry, you haven't prepared? Too bad.
Sorry, you break them and have fire. But I have a hijab that I want to wear. But I have money to pay for this. But I have a hajj that I haven't made. But I have, can you please give me a chance?
Sorry, departure time is now. We're gone. So you need to prepare for the trip, right? Huh? And also have money so that in the life, when you go to the new place, you're rich. You don't want to go poor in the new place, okay? Huh? Okay. So when you pick up from this life, should we pick up? If I put you in a room that has gold and stones, which one you want to pick?
Gold.
What if you keep picking stones and stones and more stones and more stones and ignore the gold? Then would you be smart? No. This is exactly. Allah says, hey, here's gold and here's stone. Pick something that will be gold for your next life. When the angel of death, flight 10125, takes you out of here, lands you, and the year after. Make sure you have gold with you. We say, no, we don't want gold. We want dollars, stones, dollars, dollars, dollars. Not the gold for the year after. Well, is there something wrong to want dollars? No. There's nothing wrong. The wrong is when you split your time not fairly. So, okay, so what is the difference between somebody who is preparing for the lion and somebody who is not? One is dividing his time fairly, and the other one is not interested into Allah's business. Allah is having Jannah on sale! When? Tomorrow, if you fast Saturday and Sunday, Allah has a big, huge gift. What is? You get a lot of forgiveness and a lot of gold from Allah. But I'm not interested. What? Oh, fasting makes me grumpy. Oh, fasting hurts my feelings. Oh, fasting gives me headache. Oh, fasting is not convenient. Oh, I can't give up my morning coffee. Oh, kill me! And don't take my morning coffee away from me. Oh, okay, you're not interested. Okay, then I assure you know that there is a lion coming. And there's an ice melting, and there's a line coming, and there are pieces of time being cut out of your existence. Are you aware of that? Ah, come on, don't give me this now. Don't. I don't want to hear that. I want to focus. Oh, there's a TV show. Oh, there's a movie. 5 stars. No, forget about it. Let's go. When you don't divide your time theory, when you don't have interest in the business of Allah, and all your interest into either the business of increasing and the business of the beautiful deer, okay? All your focus there, and this is all your interest, this is what you're thinking about even when you pray. You say, Allahu Akbar, you're thinking about the deer. Allahu Akbar, this is... I've seen some people brain like this. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I want to go home and watch the movie. I think there's a movie at 5 o'clock, Allahu Akbar. And this movie, and the Disney Channel, Sami'a Allahu Liman Hamida, and the Little Mermaid movie, Allahu Akbar. And then look what the Little Mermaid did, subhanAllah. And then after she, Sami'a Allahu Akbar. And what else about the Little Mermaid? And then after that show, wow, I'm going to play this video game. And after the prayer, you say, Assalamualaikum, Assalamualaikum. Hey, what surah did the Imam read in the first rak'ah? What surah did the Imam read in the second rak'ah? You are so focused into the business of increasing, even inside the prayer. Well, can't you get out of it just for a few minutes? How? I am so much in love with the business of increasing that I can't get it out of my heart. Even for 5 minutes while praying. It is impossible. Increasing and more. This is how am I spending all of my time. I want more fun and bigger health and more money and better car. And I want more power. More and more. Huh? The lion is coming. Who cares about the lion? No, I don't care about the lion. So, what do you promise me, guys? I want a promise from every one of you. I want a pledge. Give me the first pledge. Pledge. Okay, I'm going to make the first pledge. I am going to... My days, which are gifts from Allah, well, everybody has this gift. So what? Monday, wasted. No goals. No productive things. Only fun and entertainment. No prayers, no Quran, nothing productive. And then, who cares about Monday? How about Monday? We are in the break, Dad, come on! We are in the break. We have been working hard. It's time to do nothing. It's time to waste our life. It's time to let the ice melt and throw the water in the trash. Okay, it is time to just live for waste. It is time for the shaitan to enjoy us and we enjoy him. We don't want any angels. We are in the break. We're in the break. Dad, come on. Dad, come on. Be reasonable. We want to play all day long. Mom, don't ask us to do anything. Mom, we're in the break, Mom. Mom, we want to watch all these movies and we don't want any distractions. Don't bother me. But you have to be productive. You have to do something. You have to have some objectives. Like 4 or 5 objectives. Oh, okay. I'm going to learn, watch an educational movie, play an educational game, do 15 minutes of Quran, make sure to mark all my prayers to be done on time. I'm sitting home. I have notes to use it. Let me do all of these productive objectives and then, at the same time, have a lot of fun. Woohoo! Then your fun becomes a good deed or a bad deed? Good deed. Then the business of increasing becomes good business or bad business? Good business. If you divide your time theory, then you, Allah will be happy with you. Run, go, run after the deer, no problem. Oh, catch the deer, no problem. Eat the deer, no problem. It's yours. Allah made it for you. As long as you are fair in dividing your interest. You are interested in the deer and in the lion. Ignoring the lion and focusing on the deer is right. Huh? Am I saying it right?
No.
Wrong. Okay. So the people of Ad now. The people of Ad. The people of Ad, what did they do? Okay, well, don't we have time to just at least reach to a stopping point? Run out of time? Okay. So, next time, we'll pick up from when the shaitan gave them the idea of what to do with the weak. Shaitan gave them innovative, wicked, awful ideas about how, instead of wasting the weak, instead of taking the weak like this and burying them, they said, we can use the brains and muscles of the weak people. Huh? Who's going to cook for us? The weak people. Who's going to do our laundry? The weak people. Who is going to do, who is going to cook our food? Who's going to farm our land? Weak people. Strong people are made to take advantage of the weak people. They are made to step on the bones of the weak people. Yeah. This is what weak people are for. And then we pick them. And then the weak people say, no, I don't want to work for you. This is not fair. I want to have a better life. What? He doesn't want to listen to me. He's weak and he doesn't want to clean my laundry. Well, you know what I'm going to do to him? I am going to whip him and I'm going to put salt on his wounds. So next time when I order you to do something, you need to be listening to me. If you don't listen to me, you're in trouble. Okay? Who's going to do my laundry? Tell me. Who's going to do my laundry? Who? Huh? You. You're going to do my laundry. Oh, don't say no. You say no, I'm going to whip you and put salt on your wounds. And if you still are stubborn and you don't want to do my laundry, you know what I'm going to do you? I'm going to bring a big fire and make all the slaves watch you burn. You know what? I have even a better idea. You know what kind of wicked idea I have for you? I have a hungry lion in a cage. And this lion hasn't eaten food for 1 week. Guess what I'm going to do? And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I am going to put you in the cage with the lion. Alone.
Help me.
And the lion is hungry. And it is so much fun to watch it. And then I'm going to drink wine and enjoy. It's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun to do. Yeah. And then he will bring the slaves into the cages, okay, or into the arenas with lions, and they watch the fight between the slave and the lion. Guess who's going to win? The lion. And they watch the lion feeding on the slave.
What if he's not healthy and all the stuff will be in his body, and
the lion will be
okay?
Okay, as long as we have, look, we have tons of these slaves. We have nothing. We don't know what to do with them. Instead of wasting them, we can feed the lions. We're doing a good deed, man. We're doing a good deed. And instead of wasting this guy, we're feeding the lion. Yes. You're going to feed the lion. That's a very good deed that we're going to do. And you better. Did you know that I would bring that video clip to you next time? Actually, I would ask your parents first. They used to and kill people for fun. So what they do? They sit and they watch people bringing weak, the strong people. They watch the weak people. So let's say, for example, there's a weak town nearby. They attack the town. And then the movie is about that story. And then they capture all the people of the town. They are weak. So they use some of them as slaves. And then the ones who are not that strong, like the one you're saying who's having bad stuff in his tummy, what they do? They, you know what they do with them? They just kill them and throw their heads from the top of the stage, and then they throw them for people to take parts and like and yeah. Yeah, but I have it in the movie. It's awful. A lot of graphics. Maybe it's not good for you. But when you grow up, you can watch it. Now, one now, right now, on a count of three, we're going to attack the pizza! One, two, three! Ah.